Hey, welcome to the Foster Fathers Podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Kyle.
And this is a podcast all about foster care, adoption, and fatherhood.
We hope that you feel welcome. We hope that you feel that you belong. And we're glad that you're here to share this time with us.
Let's go. All right. Hey, well, welcome to the Foster Fathers Podcast. Hey. We are here, and we thought we'd have a fun little, I don't know, checkpoint, if you will. How's it going?
The follow-up.
Yeah, we started this, our very first episode.
The DTR. Is this the DTR?
Are we defining our relationship? That's weird.
Are we getting serious?
Sure.
I always thought that was an interesting one, you know, because people are like, so you guys getting serious? And it's funny because as if serious is a, you know, I think serious is more of like the water going into the cup, less about how full the cup is, right? But everyone wants to be like,
how full is this cup?
How full is your cup? And it really, like, the measure of seriousness is like, how intently are you taking this relationship? So I just always thought that was such a funny question.
I don't fully understand what just happened, but I kind of get it, I think.
Yeah, I just always, people ask that when I was dating my wife, you know, dating Jessica, and they'd say, so you guys getting serious? And I'm like, well, we've been serious since the beginning because, you know, we did acknowledge, hey, we're both like late 20s and, we like each other. Right. And we, you know, like I'm dating you because I think we could be together.
Are you trying to date me?
I think we could really have something, Chris. No, not like, is this getting serious? Not like that lady at Chick-fil-A who thought we were a couple with 8 kids. Sounds that, like we're that hanging, actually did happen.
Yeah, sounds that like we're hanging out tomorrow, happen. And maybe that'll happen tomorrow.
Yeah, we might. Yeah. There was a lady, and she says, oh, so how long have you guys been together?
It's like today, about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we met up about we met up at the park our, and then got some lunch.
We thought it'd be nice to our wives to take the kids out.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we thought we'd do this, I don't know, just kind of a check-in. Yeah, we're 15-ish episodes in, and we just thought we'd maybe reintroduce ourselves. We've had a little bit of growth, if you will. It sounds funny, but we're getting 50, 60 people listening to one of these episodes a week, which is cool.
Some of you haven't been there since episode number one, so you guys didn't get to hear who Chris is, who I am. Yeah. So let's start with you, Chris. Just give me the short rundown.
Yeah.
Who are you, Chris? What do you do for fun? What's your favorite state?
Oh.
And then what's your kid situation?
My favorite state?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it cool.
My name is Christopher Robert Easley the First. That's a stupid joke.
The First.
That's a dumb joke. Married to my lovely wife, Tracy Lynn of the Ohio. I don't know. Anyways, I'm a nerd.
What do you do for fun?
Sports.
Okay.
Sports cards.
Okay.
I don't know. I love baseball. Go Padres.
Yeah.
I love Chargers. Not like phone Chargers, the Chargers. Philip Rivers is the GOAT. I'm trying to be like him, trying to get all the kids in the world.
Is he still playing?
No, but he has like 19 kids, so I'm trying to be like him.
Is he really? Did he adopt?
No.
Oh, dang it. Oh, God.
Everton, sports cards, eBay, Pokemon.
Wow, dude.
That's me.
So many broad hobbies, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a random life.
What is your favorite state?
Idaho. That's a hard one. I hail from the land of... My dad was in the Navy, so I hail from all over Japan. Yeah, hence the Pokemon addiction. Yeah. But then also San Diego via the Navy.
Yeah.
But hometown, home, all the families here. So Idaho. Boise, Idaho is my favorite place.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel like, you know, when you go on a trip, you go on an airplane, you come home, you're like, oh, I'm home.
It's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, our situation, we've adopted, and we're in the middle of a foster care situation. Same case, same mother, biological mother. And, so we're in the middle of all that. We don't know what's next. We are walking a purely foster care case. And so no hint of adoption. No hint of reunification. We're kind of in that ambiguous stage.
The space between.
Yeah, trying to understand what's next. Our role in supporting a mom. And our role in caring for a child and wondering if reunifying is necessarily the best based on a history.
He is so cute.
But yeah, so we have a baby and 3 other kids. 1 adopted and 2 biological. and a whole bunch of craziness.
Yeah, dude.
And I would love some more sleep.
Yes.
But I stay up late at night on Thursday evenings with Kyle recording an episode of Foster Fathers Podcast.
Yep. Yep.
Kyle, here, give me your rundown.
Okay, dude. What was the first one? Oh, who am I? I'm Kyle.
Who are you really?
What about? Do I do for fun? I like to ride bicycles. I got a little bit of money for my birthday a couple weeks back, whenever it was. And you know what I bought with my money? A new bike seat. That's what I like to.
Nice.
I like to bike.
Yeah.
And
this dude rolled up to my adoption in the middle of winter on his bike.
On a bike. And then other than that, you know, really sideways. Like, I do like to drink coffee. I do like to drink beers. I like to do things with people. That's really like my hobbies tend to be things with people. And lately I would say reading is a hobby of mine now. Yeah. I don't think I always would have said that. I always said I enjoy reading. But I'm actually putting some time and effort into reading and pretending like I'm an expert at something. I'm really good. That's actually my hobby is
pretending you're an
expert. I listen to an NPR excerpt and I think I'm a professional on whatever it is I listen to, you know. So I read a book.
So global warming is real or not real?
We're not getting into that. you know, when it comes to like mental health and you know, I read the book The Body Keeps a Score. Now I think I'm practically a psychologist. My favorite state. Man, that is a tough one. I don't know why I could have chosen. I wish I would have chosen an easier question, but man, I at this moment, just to add some variety, because you said Idaho, and I do love Idaho. I also really enjoy Oregon. That's where I grew up, and it's got a very, like, geographically, Oregon is beautiful. You know, it's got mountains, it's got open plains, it's got farmland, it's got the ocean. Gorgeous state, but, my wife and I used to go every year for like 3 years in a row. We went to Arizona, Flagstaff and Sedona, and just really cool landscape, unique landscape. So I'll go with to answer my question.
Welcome to our geography podcast.
Yeah, Arizona is my favorite. And here's my situation. I've been doing foster care we're growing up. July will be 2 years because we're actually up for our relicensing.
I have to do that too.
Oh yeah, so we have to relicense, and it's like, oh man, can't you just take it on my word that we have four kids? You know, but we have to go through the relicensing. I had to get my dog's
vaccinations.
Oh
up
my
today.
Goodness, no way, dude. Yeah, so Jessica and I just kind of, we got this email and we're scheduling some stuff out, and I'm just like, Jessica's all, what the heck is going on with you? I was all, honestly, it's just one more thing that we have to do. And I will say this, dude, I will say this. Out of all of the frustrations of parenting kids and dealing with trauma and all that stuff, the worst part about foster care is like
paperwork.
Hey, can we do one more thing? You know, and you're, oh my gosh, but it's, you got to jump through the hoops to do the good thing that you want to be doing.
Yep.
So part of me just wants to not re-up our license, but I know that you know, there's going to come a kid in a time that we're going to need it. So got to keep that active, dude. So
not enough red to tape. Adopt four red kids.
Tape. The red tape. So that's where we're at, actually. So yeah, we started about almost two years ago. A year and a half ago, we got the younger two of four kids, and when their mom stopped following through on the commitments she needed to get her kids back, we ended up taking in all four, and we are, man, I'll put a number on it, but we're about a month and a half away, I think, from adoption of four kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just wrapped up the school year, and so I had two kids in school. I went from zero kids to four kids, and two of them were in school, and that was scary. And we survived a school year, heading into summer. So that's who I am. So let's just reintroduce, and I really feel like, Chris, you have the heart and the passion behind this. So why are we here? Like, what's our goal with this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we started this podcast, I guess, 3 months ago now. Just kind of the idea of putting our thoughts and our conversations behind on a microphone, really, and just
scary.
to create just some sort of community. We just noticed, and maybe you've noticed this, maybe you're in this listening to us here because there's no other options. I like to tell myself when there's no other options, I'm the best option. That's how I got my wife. My wife moved to San Diego. She didn't know anybody.
That's why you asked me.
And I was like,
that's why you asked me to do this podcast.
There's no other options.
You're the best option. Yeah.
But there's just, I mean, I hope it's not true. There's so many great fatherhood podcasts, but in the leaning of a foster care and adoption, there's not much. And if there is, it's normally from a woman's perspective, and that's not a bad thing. That's so tremendously helpful. But we just thought, hey, why not throw our like hats in the ring necessarily and just throw it out there. Say this, we're two dudes going through this and we're trying to talk it out and figure it out. And this was kind of birthed out of our lunches and coffees that we met after our training. And was like, dude, how are you doing for real? Yeah. How's your licensing process?
Yeah.
And like, wow, no one else is asking me this question. And so it's kind of this like, well, if that's true for us, it's got to be true for other people. And since our small journey a couple months ago started, we've gotten to sit across from a lot of dudes that are like, dude, nobody's asking us this.
Yeah.
And we've had some really cool things happen. And, you know, nothing crazy. We're not like driving Bentleys yet, or not even the goal. I think if this were to go well for us financially, that's not at all what it's about, we'd probably be buying bigger Sprinter vans to get more kids. wealth doesn't looks like getting a big huge van.
It looks like helping pay for some counseling sessions. mine included.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're not necessarily like we're not measuring
success by money. We're measuring success by the opportunity to connect with people. Yeah.
And let's be clear, we've made no money.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I paid him out of my pocket. No. But
dang it.
The goal is to just create that community.
Yeah.
And we've seen that happen. Yeah. And we're not even 6 months into this thing, dude. Yeah. And so it's cool to hear that we are growing.
I think the thing is I don't feel like I'm necessarily getting more educated. I just feel like I'm growing more aware. Mm-hmm. And this has created opportunities for those conversations. Yeah. When I hear from these guys, saying, hey, can you connect with so-and-so? Or, oh, yeah, hey, we sit down for our bros and brews. And
said the name.
I love it. I love it. It's really growing on me now. But it gives you context.
Yep.
It gives you context. Yep. It gives you an awareness of what's going on. So,
well, let me frame up this episode before I dive too far into
it. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Because we did this episode because we wanted to just kind of check in, reintroduce ourselves, but then also just something each of us will respond that you've really loved about these last 3 months in the context of this. It's the reason this
takeaway or whatever. Yeah,
the reason this all came up to light is because something you said, something that, man, doing this podcast, having people ask me about this thing, having conversations with people keeps me
Keeps me engaged.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. So that's my biggest takeaway. I think the thing that I value the most, well, I mean, and it'll split out, but is that it pulls me outside of my situation, makes me aware that
you can get so hyper focused on
easily. And I mean, and honestly, I mean, I could stay very engaged on our situation. Mm-hmm. Like there's enough, continuously changing dynamics, trying to figure out, is this typical 5-year-old stuff? Is this traumatized 5-year-old stuff? Hey, is my kid just behind on the academic curve, or does he actually have legitimate brain damage from, and then pulling back, X, Y, and Z, what are the factors contributing to that, right? So I have enough within my own situation, but it's also good to realize that it keeps me thinking about the greater picture of what foster care, foster dads, adoptive dads are going through. And so it's actually given me a bigger picture, to realize like, hey, I can't just, yes, there are seasons where I need to just get myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough bandwidth to focus outside of myself. But as I grow more and more healthier, as our family grows more and more stable, more sturdy, I can start to look outside and say, okay, how do we help others? And, yeah. And this has helped me to keep in mind that there are other people who are going through what I have already gone through.
Yeah.
And there are people who have gone through what I'm about to go through, you know, and that's an opportunity for us to prop each other up and not just, you know, I think we knew that there was that opportunity to connect and to be that shoulder to cry on, yeah. That person.
Or not cry on.
Or not cry on, because I never cry.
He cries all the time.
Like a baby, dude.
Yeah.
Like a foster kid. So, wow.
Jeez, that was kind of dark.
Is that dark? Yeah, that was probably...
Like all color. Kids, dude, because the color is red instead of yellow. That's
yeah, because their cheese stick, fell in the dirt.
We had an era in our house where we had to transition from white cheese sticks to yellow cheese sticks.
Oh, that must have been tough.
I mean, it was just a different purchase, but I was like, "What do you mean you don't like white? These are the ones that are on sale at a good deal at Costco."
No,
you telling me now I got to go to Winco and get the yellow ones?
No, Mike, dude. My kids, one time, we bought my mom bought these cheese sticks, and it was like some other thing, and I was like, this is the cheese that you ate on your cheeseburger last week, and you loved it. You asked for extra cheese on your cheeseburger, and they're like, but I give it to you plain, and you won't eat it. Dude, kids are insane. Yep, dude. There's no logic.
Nope.
Okay, I thought that was just mine. Nope. All right, but it's helpful. It's helpful to see beyond myself, and it's really kept me motivated to dig in deeper, because I think sometimes, you know, within my own family, like I said, we've about a couple weeks back, we've reached a kind of a new level of just we just settled in, and usually what happens is you have that two steps forward, one step back. So I'm just sitting here waiting for the one step back to come probably not. Tuesday. Yeah. It's a long weekend coming up, so it'll probably be Tuesday. Yeah. Anyways, but it's just helped me give perspective.
Keep your head above the clouds.
Yeah. And for what I'm pursuing. What's your takeaway, Chris?
Man, I think, I don't know. Not that I'm not trying to sound one way or another, but I've loved building community. I think that's something that I found that, man, I really do enjoy that. Yeah. Getting the same people, or getting people in the same room that like the same things.
Yeah.
And I do that kind of with sports cards and nerdy stuff like that. Yeah. But at the same time, identifying, wow, there's so much foster care and adoption around us that we haven't even realized.
Yeah.
Untapped, like, whoa. Oh, they are adopted.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And so, but it's like that weird, funny thing where no one really tells each other these things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in our situation where there's got to be someone that's done this before. There's got to be someone that is ready to do this. And so in the last couple months, we've gotten to do that. We've gotten to build a little bit of community in person. I know we'd love to do something digitally. I think that's something that we may talk about in the future. Some Patreon or Discord or I don't know. We're not podcasters by profession. We're just like two dudes with a microphone.
Yeah.
And so
dreaming big.
We have to, like, I had to Google what is Patreon. I kind of know what it is, but here we are. Not saying we're doing that yet, but I mean,
patriarchy?
Nope. That's
something different.
Yep.
Okay.
But just ways to get people digitally in the same room. I mean, it'd be kind of cool to see dudes from Ohio talking to dudes from Idaho, talking to dudes from Texas. Like, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's not what we're doing yet. But I've just loved that. That's something that I thought, like, they say life is best lived with someone beside you, someone going through something with you, but also someone behind you that you're pulling along and showing the way, and someone ahead of you that you're learning from.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that the second we walked into foster care, the second we found adoption, that's why we started going to lunch.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, what's happening to us? what are we doing?
Here? Everything is changing so fast. Yeah. Would you be my anchor? Yeah. Like the current's about to swipe me away, dude. Would you help tie me down, dude?
And with all the love, and I want to have some of these people on our podcast, is like a lot of my experience has been with international or domestic adoption through agencies, which is like, man, I know somebody.
That's a whirlwind in itself, dude. Oh,
and that's, like, such an amazing one.
Yeah.
But something my wife and I didn't walk down. We went through foster care.
Right.
And so, same. Like, okay, now I need to, like, find the foster care people.
Yeah.
And so we've started to unearth them. And they're just, like, finding gems, dude. Yeah. Like, they're, like, incredible people. And so in the last 3 months, and I'm excited to see where this goes, because this could go cool, where the sense that we have, I don't know, dude, I've heard a podcast say, hey, everyone, we're meeting in Indianapolis. And it's like, for no other reason than we're just going to drink beer together. And people come. That'd be cool.
I've heard Indianapolis is nice this time of year.
Is it? Have you actually heard that? From somebody told you that sentence?
No.
You are a liar, sir.
I just heard it, though.
No, but I mean, I've heard of that.
They say that.
Shout out to the Peter Crouch podcast. It's a great one.
Within our space, the community that kind of feels like, you know, you buy a new car and you think, oh man, nobody else has this new car. Then all of a sudden you realize there's 14 other people on your drive home from the dealership that have the same car.
Yeah.
And I think that it is helping with that, just to mm-hmm. you know, tomorrow night, my family's getting together. There was a family around the corner. Actually, their kid was adopted. Their mm-hmm. two kids, they adopted their two kids the same day that you adopted yours. Oh, yeah. And I met him there, and it's just been a whirlwind of a year and a half since then, or whatever it was. And we have not gotten together but like twice since then. Mm. So we're getting together tomorrow night. And I think I kind of put it on the back burner to meet my priorities of just survival.
Yeah.
But now, you know, they adopted kids. They went through this foster care system in the middle of COVID. There weren't these resources. There weren't these connections. Yeah. It was all just bare bones. And he said, man, it's so nice to know, you know, to know people who have gone through what we've gone through. And just that, and I think I wasn't as, until we started this podcast, I wasn't as aware of creating a space for people to be as much as I am now. So that's really, it's really awesome. And I hope that other people, you know, if they can get something from this, they can also decide to give it on, you know, you know, I'm not, the digital get togethers may not quite be my thing, but what I would say is, you know, if you guys are out there, and this is something that Chris is doing so well, is just creating those places for people to gather, for guys to gather, and it's needed. And what I would this wasn't planned. We hadn't talked about this before, but if you're out there and you're thinking, man, I want that, make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, be the person to take that first step. And
can we talk over
opposite sides of the booth?
Yeah. Applebee's has a killer happy hour after 9, dude.
Wow.
Get some half off wings.
Wow.
That's after bedtime.
So I was trying to think of something silly.
In-N-Out's open until 1 a.m.
In-N-Out.
There are plenty of options after bedtime. There's no excuses.
But, if you know, I mean, Chris, Chris put together an event thinking 4 people would show up. We had 17, you know. Yeah. So there are, it's like growing more and more clear to me that there's actually a need, and not just a podcast, but actually a local need for someone to sit and be present in the same room as you. So, you know, take that step. If you want some advice or some input or just some encouragement, you know, put a message below and say, hey, Kyle, hey, don't ask me, because Chris is the mastermind. Hey, Chris, you know, what would it look like if you want, you know, if you want ideas on crazy psychology that I think I'm learning from a book, hit me up.
If you're waiting for it to become a movie, hit me up.
Shout out Michael Lewis, dude. Yeah. Man, I just finished my second Michael Lewis book, and his books are great, dude. The movies are good, too.
Call me when he's Brad Pitt.
The Big Short. Anyways, Steve Carell. Let's get back on it. Anyways, but I mean, in all seriousness, I do realize it can be daunting, and I feel like, you know, if you hadn't been there, it would have been this whole life would have been more daunting without it. So, you know, reach out to somebody, but if you're nervous about it and you feel easier about just texting us, you know, put a comment, It's not how that email, works. We'll email you. You know, email us. We'll email that you back. Cool, we'll give you encouragement. Dude, we want to see you succeed at making friends in the foster care system.
Yeah,
that ultimately is our goal.
And that's one of the cool things is we've gotten a few emails from you guys, and so that's awesome. Send us some of those, please. And then also, like, I know this is where probably
make the plug.
Yeah, you don't really care about this stuff, but hit a review on the podcast, or maybe a 5-star. That'd be nice if you liked us. And just tell people
you
about
don't
what
have
we,
to. Just be honest.
2.5. This is an average to okay podcast. But
not quite 2, not quite 4, maybe a 3.
Yeah. But that does help us maybe get the word out about this. And then also the best thing you can do is share this with somebody.
Who needs it, who wants it, who's thinking about foster care, who's present in foster care. Yeah. But even beyond that, you know, more important than sending a podcast to a friend who's doing foster care is sitting down and having a conversation with that friend who is in foster care.
But don't start a rival podcast because that would be awkward. And then we'd have to combine it.
We're
going to
crush you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just kidding.
See, I'm thinking that we would become one podcast.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No, I was kidding.
Yeah, you're
anyways,
Idaho.
That's us. Sorry we rambled a little bit on this one, but we just wanted to say hi, and then more importantly than anything, say thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That sounds so cliche, but we couldn't do this without you, and we hope that we were helpful, and cheers.